Word up, it's Daniel Livy here. We're on the street. We're in Blue Rose Village, actually, here at the Ukrainian Festival 2010. And I've got a guest here. Do you mind introducing me?
Yeah, hi there. My name is Redwin Weisenberger. I live in the area. I'm running for city council, Ward 13.
Awesome. And we got the current city councilor is Bill Sondercook. And this, Ward 13. And we're wondering, what are you thinking with the current state of affairs in city council? Like, why have you decided to take on Bill Sondercook?
Well, the actual reason I decided to take on Bill Sondercook was the inefficient delivery of city services. There's a pool across the street from my house in a park, and every spring it gets clogged with, leaves and organic material. And, you know, it's dangerous. It's filled with, you know, brackish water that gets covered in algae and whatnot. The kids are playing in it, the dogs are playing in it. And you'd think the city would be able to be proactive and actually deal with it, you know, before I have to call, my city councilor. And I called his office and said, could you please send somebody down to deal with this? A week goes by, nothing's happened. So I call his house, I call his office, call the guy at the city. And after I finished doing that, I decided to run for city council. And the next day, the pool was empty, and I had put down my $100 to see if I could do something, make a change.
And I saw that for most of the summer, a lot of the summer, the local pool at along the lakeshore has been closed. Is that the one, the Sunnyside one? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's actually, it's one of the wading pools. It's actually in the park across from my house. And so it's, and kids are playing in that park all the time. You know, it's a high draw. And so it's something that the city should be, I mean, these are the core services that the city is supposed to be delivering.
For real, and we've been following a lot of the race for mayor. Have you thought about the race for mayor at all? Have you endorsed any candidates?
I haven't endorsed any candidates, but, I think I could definitely work with anybody who's elected, except for Joe Pantalone. I'm not as much of a Smitherman person, and of course Smitherman has endorsed Sondercook, but that might tell you something about, he talks about putting a hold on the budget, but the thing is that Sondercook is a guy who's voted to increase spending and to increase taxes year over year, and so with Smitherman endorsing someone like that, I don't know that he's serious about keeping the budget in check.
What are some of your platforms for this area? What are you thinking about for it?
Specifically, I think that the top concern it affects actually everybody is the city budget, right? And, if you want to look at my website, www.voteredmond.ca, you could check out my 0% pledge, where I'm trying to get other city councilors and other city council candidates to endorse my 0% pledge. Essentially, we'll freeze the budget, freeze hiring, freeze the budget, and then eventually start to put in incentives for city managers to actually roll back, say, 5% a year, year over year. Because what happens is as our taxes go up and cost of living go, what happens is that actually raises the cost of living. You know, we have a lot of people in the city who are on, either low incomes or fixed incomes. You know, when we've had 10 years of city, property tax increases, that really, the inflation really hurts them. And in terms of this ward particularly, I think this ward needs a city councilor who will listen to the people, who's going to be responsive to the needs of the residents of this area, and who's proactive as opposed to reactive. The city councilor we have currently is very reactive.
We're speaking with Redwin Weisenberg on the streets of Toronto at Ward 13, and I was wondering, is there any Ward 13 debates? Is there a time that we can see all the candidates, or what's the?
Yeah, absolutely. 27th, there's going to be a debate on Rogers Television cable access, and the 28th of September, there's going to be a Swansea Area Ratepayers Association debate, and then myself, I'm going to be having an event on the 30th of September. It's going to be the launch of my campaign for the last month and the 0% pledge. So right now we're talking to mayoral candidates, seeing if we can get them down and seeing if we can get as many candidates from around across the city to come in and say that this is one of their key policy platforms.
Awesome, man. We're here in Blue West Village. I've noticed a few signs around the neighborhood saying that it's the 40th anniversary of Blue West Village. Do you have any words on this area?
I think it's a great area. I live in the Junction, but I come down to Blue West Village all the time. I think it was one of the first BIAs in the city of Toronto, and I think it really set a good precedent in terms of you know, encouraging beautification, encouraging businesses to come in and be really involved in the neighborhood. You know, our BIA in the Junction has really helped out.
Bello. England loses, German winner, Spain is winner, Argentina go home, and Brazil. Thank you. Bello. Hasta mañana.
Yes.
He's doing an interview. This guy's running. You know politics?
You know politics? This guy's running. I'm coming from Baltic Sea.
Oh,
no, I'm coming.
Baltic Sea, I think you say. He's coming from the Baltic Sea.
Me, I'm every day last summertime. Yeah. You can't summertime, 3 weeks ago.
So some of the local color, I guess is what they call it, right?
Yeah. For real, and just like thinking about the local political scene, like what's been going on recently, has there been anything that's come out that you've...
You know, I've been dealing with one issue in terms of heritage, you know, architectural heritage in this area. There's this building, 66 Babby Point Road, and it was slated, you know, the residents for 9 months tried to get Sondercook to help them, you know, stop this building from being demolished. It hasn't been demolished yet, but instead what Sondercook did was he essentially worked with the outsider, the person who was not of the community. He worked with him to help pass the variance, right, that would allow him to demolish the building. You know, but right after he did that, not 2 weeks later, after heavy pressure from residents, he voted against a permit to demolish a house on Hyde Park. And then, of course, he claimed after that he was, you know, defending the architectural heritage of the neighborhood. And I think it's a bit disingenuous to basically, you know, work on one, you know, he's on both sides of that fence, right, and he's not consistent. Another issue that I think speaks to his responsiveness was the way he dealt with the daycare issue on High Park Avenue, right? There was a daycare that was about to open up, and some of the residents had issues. They didn't want a daycare opening up because of the traffic and the noise. And so what he did, of course, he waited till the last minute, put a moratorium on High Park Avenue, and then basically ignored the issue for about a year. And then a year had gone by, and the city came back, and the city was supposed to do research, and Sondercook was supposed to maybe follow up on this. A year went by, the city said, oh, we need another year to look into this issue. We don't know. All that Sondercook had to say about it was, well, I feel really sorry for the guy, but, you know, the city has to do, has to do its research, you know, has to do its work. But I don't think there was any push from him to actually resolve the issue. And so he alienated a lot of people, you know, a lot of young families who, you know, because we actually have, this area has been gentrifying recently. A lot of young families have been moving in. And, you know, as a person with two children, I can tell you it's very hard to get daycare in this neighborhood, you know, and affordable daycare at that.
For real, yeah, we're speaking about real issues here. For people that want to find more info on your campaign and stuff, is there any links or anything?
Yeah, for sure. You can just go to my website. It's www.voteredmond. That's VOTERedmond.ca. Or just do a Google search for Redmond and Ward 13 City Council.